Welcome to Art on Air, a feature on the arts in our community from Gallup Arts, the nonprofit arts council serving Gallup and McKinley County. I'm your host, Rose Eason. This week, Art Out. We're going out and about in the community to discover what's happening in Gallup's arts scene. Let's drop in on a wine and painting class at Art 123 Gallery. Held once a month, usually on fourth Thursdays from 6 to 9 p.m., these classes offer a chance for experimentation, learning, and most importantly, fun. Why this particular format? Gallup Arts works to create opportunities for the entire community to get involved in the arts. We know that many people are intimidated, needlessly I should say, by the idea of drawing or painting. Wine and painting is an easy in. Absolutely no prior experience is necessary. Participants are guided step by step through the process of creating a painting from start to finish, and the social atmosphere lessens the intimidation factor. What I personally appreciate most about our classes is how hard the instructors, all local artists, work to incorporate professional-level art techniques within a playful, accessible approach. Painter and instructor Dana Aldis puts it this way.
My hope in teaching wine and painting classes is to introduce people that maybe have never experienced painting before, a casual and relaxed painting experience that is not competitive or demanding and is in a great setting.
Class participants agree, noting that the class is a chance to relax and have a creative outlet.
I love coming to wine and painting because for those few hours, I get to think about nothing and just focus on what I'm doing in the painting and just enjoy the atmosphere of being around everybody.
This is a great class. It's one of the only things that I do every single time I'm in Gallup, religiously, because of Tara. Tara's awesome. They have two fabulous art instructors, and you just get to show up and express yourself. It's fun, it's relaxing, it's interactive. You meet people from the community that you'd never meet otherwise. It is my favorite thing to do in Gallup.
Artist Tara Selick, who helps run the classes, sums it up.
Month after month, we have a good, it's kind of 50-50 split. We have the ones that come every month, and then we have different ones that it's different people every month. And just the level of talent we see here in Gallup. We have people that are extraordinary artists, and they, you know, we have beginners. We have the whole range of people that come, and they're just fun to work with.
Whether you've never picked up a paintbrush before or wield a palette like Pablo Picasso, when it comes to creating art, it's about the journey, not the destination. There's research upon research proving that, in the words of one academic, quote, making art can feel pretty awesome, end quote. Science shows that engaging in any act of visual expression activates the reward pathway in your brain, and so it is perceived as a pleasurable experience. The best part is that making art feels good no matter what your skill level. It's the actual physical act of creating that induces feelings of reduced stress, positive energy, and increased agency. Since creativity has important health benefits, some experts suggest that just as you would budget room in your schedule for going to the gym, cooking, or spending time with family and friends, you set aside time for art as well. So with that, I'll remind you that wine and painting classes are held once per month. You can find upcoming class dates and sign up at gallupearts.org. All proceeds benefit Gallup Arts. Thanks for joining us for Art on Air. You can follow Gallup Arts on Facebook or Instagram, or visit our website, again, that's gallupearts.org, for information on all of our regular events and programs. Next week, what's trending? We'll take a look at what's happening on the regional and national levels in the performing arts and discuss how it applies to our community.